Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, world. It's time for RTWFC Bible Talk with Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood and his wife, Betty Yearwood. For the next 2 hours, join in with us in this Internet Radio Bible Discussion program. There'll be a special singing and call in and discuss the Bible with us. And now here's your host, Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood, live in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to be able to come back into your homes again, just to reach in the world for Christ, reaching up and reaching out, telling somebody the good news. This is Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood, reaching the world for Christ. So our subject tonight is on herein is love. So you know, I tell you, our love is in the Lord Jesus Christ tonight, and we got to have Him to have life. And so if you want to be a part of this service, well, call in on 310-742-1759, and we'll put you right on the line here with us. That's 310-742-1759. So just call in and be a part of it with us, sir. So 770, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Praise the Lord, brother. You're with us, Brother John, from Thomaston, Georgia.
Okay. Just go ahead and obey the Lord there, brother.
All right. Well, I appreciate the opportunity to speak the word. And just like Brother Yearwood was saying, we are coming out of 1 John tonight. And Spirit of the Lord, begin to deal with me. I'm going to start in verse 7. It says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God." So there's a birthing, amen, when this love, amen, loving one another is agapeo. In other words, there's a love, there's a beloved between brothers and sisters, amen, in the Lord. And then it goes on down there, it says, "He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." The word there is agape, that's love feast or benefit. So there's a benefit, you know, the Bible says, amen, in the love that is in the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. This is a love feast, actually, amen. So there's a continual love feast, amen, because God is that love feast. God is agape. He is the benefit. You know, the scriptures teach us, I believe it's in Psalms 103, it talks about, speaking of the benefit, it talks about forgetting not all his benefits. Amen. The Bible says, I believe it's in Psalms 103. Let me turn over there real quick to it. Psalms 103, and I believe we begin with verse 1. Says that, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. You know, his benefit is love. There's so many benefits, amen, that's a part of this. He says, "Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good sayings, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles." You know, this is a part of this. Love is a gift. Love is a fruit of the Spirit. And so as Spirit of the Lord, amen, begin to deal that God is, amen, this love feast. God is this benefit. And love is a part of that benefit. You know, he said, to heal all diseases, this is a gift. To the Lord Jesus Christ, it's the perfect gift. You know, the Bible says in James chapter 1, verse 17, amen, let me get ahead of myself there. I'll bring that out in just a minute. But let's go ahead back to the scriptures here. He says, "He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this," in other words, in God's love, "was manifested or made to appear the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him." You know, it's talking back over there in Psalms that he would redeem the life. That's what the Lord Jesus Christ did. That is the good and perfect gift, amen. His Son, amen, it was a good and perfect gift, amen. The Bible says in James chapter 1, verse 17, that every good and perfect gift coming down from the Father of lights, which is no variableness or shadow of turning. We need to know tonight that the very perfect gift is the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the way that God showed his love to all the world. This is a gift, amen, that you don't have to return, amen, amen, after, like, Christmas or birthday. Sometimes you receive gifts, amen, and this gift, amen, is given. And sometimes maybe there's something about that. Tonight the Lord Jesus Christ is just the right size. Tonight the Lord Jesus Christ is just the right whatever it is. You know, if you need healing tonight, that God's perfect gift of love will give you healing. If you need redemption tonight, amen, God's perfect love will give you redemption. If you need ransom tonight, amen, God's perfect love will ransom your life. Amen. If you need that, amen, repentance tonight, amen, God's perfect love will bring you to a place of repentance. God's perfect love, you know, the Bible says that this was made to appear. This gift, amen, that he gave in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We know that God the Father is love. He's agape. He's the love feast. He is the benefit. And he's given his gift, his only begotten Son. Amen. This is what the Holy Spirit began to really deal with in me. He said, herein is love. In other words, in God himself, in the Lord Jesus Christ himself, his position, agape, true love feast, amen, perfect love. He said, herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us. Here is where the love is. Here is where the love feast is, that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. That's atonement. You have to understand, amen, at the time, the Bible speaks of, I believe it's in Romans chapter 5, the Bible says, hallelujah, in Romans chapter 5 and verse 6, for when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. He was talking about hearing his love, not that we love God, but that God loved us. And here is the time that he loved us in. It's not a time that we were lovable. The Bible says in verse 7, for scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. So for a righteous man, you can't find anybody to only die for them or give their life. For a good man, some would even dare to die and lay down their life. You know, the Bible teaches us in John chapter 15, verse 13, greater love hath no man than this, than to lay down his life for his friends. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ laid down his life and redeemed his life. Amen. And redeemed your life. Amen. And the Bible says, verse 8, but God commandeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we through shall be saved from wrath through him. We'll be saved from the wrath, amen, of God through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now we need to know he died for us while we were yet sinners, when we were still in our trespasses. When we would seemingly be in love, that's what he said, herein is love. Here's unconditional love. It's in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's through the Lord Jesus Christ. And he came and he died when we would be unlovable, when he knew all about us. And yet he said, I will go for them. I will. Here is in love that he laid down his life. And the Bible says, hallelujah. The Bible says, no man has seen God, verse 12, at any time. If we love one another, God dwells in us, and his love is perfected or completed in us. So even though we've not seen God in any time, God lives within us because he is love. And that love dwells and lives within us. Amen. And as we and his love is complete in us. This is complete love. This is complete love. Amen. Has you ever been in complete love? Amen. Completely in love with someone? Well, this is what the Lord Jesus Christ is. He's completely in love with us. So hereby know that we dwell in him and he in us because he has given us of his Spirit. His Holy Spirit is given unto us, amen. And this is how we know his Spirit begins to dwell in us. And it's through that love dwelling in us. That's the house manifestation. The Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, begins to dwell by his love and by his Spirit. And we have loved one for another. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Oh, tonight, brothers and sisters, God sent his Son to be your Savior. to be your Lord, to be your Redeemer tonight. He said, whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. Tonight, if you'll confess Jesus Christ as Lord, if you'll confess that he is the Son of God, tonight you'll have God dwelling on the inside of you, and you dwelling on the inside of the Lord God. Amen. And we have known and believed that love, the love that God hath to us, God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. When you're dwelling in agape, when you're living in love, I'm talking about unconditional love. I'm talking about perfect love. I'm talking about complete love. God is that complete agape love tonight. He lives, amen, that are one and the same. Herein is our love made perfect. In other words, our love is made complete. We are completely in love when, amen, herein is our love made complete, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. God's love inspires us, amen, and gives us a boldness unto the day of judgment, unto that last judgment. We're brought to that day, amen. Oh, there's a day of judgment coming, church. Amen. But we're completely in love. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, bring us to that day that we can have the boldness that when that day comes, it will not be, as I said earlier in Romans, a day of wrath, but a day of love. Amen. That God is redeeming, amen, his loved ones. Therefore, verse 18, is not, therefore, there is no fear in love. That word there, fear, in the original Greek means to take flight or have terror. In other words, in love. In other words, love is agape. In other words, the love feast, the benefits of true unconditional love. When it's coming, there's no fear. You don't want to walk away from completely love. This is God. He completely loves you. He is. It's a perfect love. It's a complete love. That he doesn't hold anything. And tonight, he said, there's no fear. There's no reason. Those of you that have not come to the Lord Jesus Christ, those of you that have not come to Jesus Christ, you are having to go over a complete love, a perfect love, running away from that perfect love, running away from that which one who completely loves you, who loves you unconditional tonight. Church, tonight we don't have to run away in fear. There's no fear, love, because fear hath torment. Remember, amen, in the scriptures, when the rich man and Lazarus, the beggar, laid outside his gate, amen, and they both died, and the rich man went to hell in torments. He said, I'm in torments in this flame. And he saw Lazarus, the beggar, amen, in Abraham's bosom, amen. And Abraham, amen, the rich man didn't go to hell because he was rich. The rich man went to hell because he had fear. He had run away from a perfect love. God had loved him. Jesus had loved him with a perfect love, a complete love. But he didn't want to give over anything. He didn't want to adhere to that perfect love, that complete love. That he didn't want any of those benefits. He just wanted to take flight. And because of that fear, it brought him to a place of torment. And that's what it says, fear has torments. That's eternal punishment. Church, tonight we can have everlasting life, everlasting love, complete love, amen, that's in the Father. Herein it is. And so as we are loved, our love within ourselves is made or finished or brought to a completion. When we come to the event and we have the love of God dwelling in us, we have God dwelling in us. But there are those underneath the sound of my voice tonight, you have fear. You're running away from someone who completely loves you, someone who has perfect love for you, someone who knows you and still will not withhold anything back from you. Tonight, church, we don't have to run and we don't have to be in flight with fear, and we don't have to come to that place of torment tonight, but we can be in perfect love. We can be in that love that dwells in God. We don't have to have that fear. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, the Apostle Paul, writing his second letter to Timothy, his son in the faith, he said, God did not give you the spirit of fear. This is a life force, but it's torment. It will bring you to a place of destruction and desolation. But tonight we have perfect love available for us. And that perfect love is in God. that perfect love is in his gift, his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Church, tonight, why would you go any other way? This is a perfect gift that when you're thirsty, give you drink. When you're hungry, it'll give you food. When you're needing healing, he will heal you. Whatever you have need of tonight, this perfect gift, this perfect love, amen, this complete love, someone who completely loves you, well, some of you underneath somebody's voice, you're running in fear. You're running in fear, and you're running right to torment. You're running right to punishment. You're running right to destruction. Church, tonight, you have a choice. You can run to God's love. You can run to God's love, or you can run to a place of torment by your fear. Someone completely loves you. The prodigal son in Luke chapter 15, amen, his father loved him, gave him an inheritance. He went out and spent it on riotous living. When he come, the Bible says in Luke chapter 15, that the father saw him afar off. That means he was looking for you. Church, tonight, the father's looking for you. God is love tonight. He's looking for you. He knows where you're at and what you're doing. He knows of you, amen, that haven't been living like you should, but he's looking for you. And he said, I want to come in and live with you. I want to come in and abide with you. I want this love, this perfect love, to live in you and me and you to live in me. Tonight we have an opportunity for hearing his love. Not that we loved him, but that he loved us. That Father was the type and shadow of the Heavenly Father there in Luke chapter 15. When he come, amen, he come and he'd come to himself and he was coming back. He was satisfied. He would be satisfied to just be a servant in his father's house. But you know what, church? Once you're a son, you'll never be a servant. Once you become that son, once you've been empowered, amen. Tonight, church, the Lord Jesus Christ wants to empower you to make you sons of God, to build up the family name. Will you come, amen, no matter what you've done tonight, amen, will you come repenting? Will you come with a humble heart? Will you come with a contrite spirit to come? And in your brokenness, receive. And what you're running to tonight is perfect love. What you're running to tonight is complete love. When he come, when that prodigal son came and said, Father, I've sinned against you and against heaven. And he started naming there. And the father turned and he said, go kill the fatted calf. Bring my best robe and the ring to signify you're still my son. You're still abiding in my house. Tonight, church, no matter what we've done, we can still live in the Father's house. Why? Because hearing his love, not that we loved him, but that he loved us. Church, tonight, he loves you with perfect love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God and hate his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen? You cannot say you love God and hate your brother. But tonight, church, and this commandment have we from him, that we who loveth God, loveth his brothers also. You have a commandment tonight. You have an ordinance tonight. You have a prescription for life tonight. Love one another as I have loved you. A new commandment, he said, I give to you in John chapter 14. Tonight we've been commanded. The commandments come forth. That commandment is a commandment of love. A commandment, amen, said here is love, and here is the perfect love. Church, tonight, will you find that love? It's in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's offered to you right now. Don't run in fear. Don't run away. Don't be a runaway bride. But tonight you can come in. No matter what you've done, all he'll do is comfort you. All he'll do is love you. Tonight, don't run away from perfect love. Go ahead, Brother Yearwood.
Praise the Lord there, Brother John. I appreciate that wonderful word there. Praise the Lord. I'm trying to get another one on here. Appreciate everything that you've said there, Brother John, tonight. That's wonderful, and we just praise God for it. So all these callers, I'm trying to get one turned on here. Trying to get 423 turned on, but I'm having a problem. I've got it there now.
Okay.
Praise the Lord. 423, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Praise the Lord, Brother Yearwood. This is Brother Eddie Bolton from Jacksboro, Tennessee.
Praise the Lord. Just go ahead and obey the Lord there, brother.
Praise the Lord. In John 3:16, the Bible said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. And he said, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And, brother, I want you to know today that Jesus, he said here in his love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. And, brother, God could have, He said, I believe, if I could say it like this, that God, one time before that he even created the universe, that, brother, he sat down and he made the plan out what he was going to do. And, brother, he knew that he would need a sacrifice because of man would become a sinful person, a sinful creature. And brother, Jesus, that's where he'd come in, that he'd have to make a supreme sacrifice. It's in the book of Revelation. He called, brother Jesus, the lamb that was slain from the foundations of the earth or from the foundations of the world. And brother, I want you to know tonight, God loved us so much that he sent Jesus that he might be the propitiation for our sins. Brother, that propitiation, it means atoning sacrifice. In the Old Testament, God told him back, he gave Moses the law, and he told him that brother, they needed to offer up sacrifices for the sins that they had committed. Brother, God made a way that to show his love toward the human race, toward people. And he started with the nation of Israel. And he gave them a law, brother, to begin to offer up sacrifices, blood sacrifices. And brother, when they begin to offer them it showed that they were honoring God. And brother, they began to do that. But let's go back into the beginning. Brother, even when Cain killed Abel, brother, God, let me back up further than that. When Adam and Eve were in the garden there, and God told them not to partake of the tree of the knowledge of good and of evil, because in the day that they would partake of it, brother, they would die. And brother, it went on, and Eve was over there at the tree one day, and the serpent come out, and he began to talk to her, brother, and he got her to partake of that forbidden fruit, and she got Adam to partake of that forbidden fruit, brother, and when she did, the Bible said their eyes of both of them were open, and they saw they were naked. Before they partook of that fruit, they didn't know they were without clothes. But as quick as Adam was a partaker of that fruit, brother, their eyes were open and they saw their nakedness. And they got something to cover their nakedness up with. And God came down, they got fig leaves, brother, and put it over their nakedness. And God come down in the evening, brother, to talk to them. And Adam was hiding from God. And God said, Adam, wherefore art thou? And Adam come out. He said, brother, I want you to know. Brother, he said, I was naked and I was afraid. God said, how did you know that you were naked? Did you partake of the fruit that I told you not to? And God killed the first animal and he got their skin. Brother, and made coats for them, and they put them on and covered their nakedness. And brother, on that day, God began, brother, there was blood began to be shed, brother, for mankind. Brother, and I want you to know that God told them, he said, brother, that there would be a child born, the seed of the woman, talking about the Messiah. Brother, that he would give his life for mankind. Oh, let me tell you today, brother, God has given us that. he was on earth, brother, he come down to the end of his life, and brother, he gave his life that we might have our sins forgiven us and be cleansed from all unrighteousness. You can get no greater love than that. The Bible said no greater love than hath a man than this, that he would lay down his life for his brother. And brother, I want you to know, brother, tonight that Jesus gave his life that we could come to God, that God could receive us tonight as sons of God. And brother, I want you to know today, brother, if you call on the name of the Lord, he said in the book of Romans, whosoever would call on the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Brother, this great, great love of God that he had, brother, he sent his son into this sinful world that he might live, that he might suffer, that he might die, and on the turning appointed morning, that he might be raised from the dead, victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And brother, I want you to know, from that time on forward, men, brother, when they had called on the Lord, when they believed that Jesus died for them, brother, and God raised him from the dead, they said they shall be saved. For with the heart a man believeth unto righteousness, and confession, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Oh, I want you to know today, when we confess from our heart the Lord Jesus, he said we'd be saved. And brother, I want you to know today, he said herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sin. Brother, there's a place in man today that is empty, and only the Lord Jesus Christ can fill that empty hole up. And brother, I want you to know today, brother, when Jesus comes in, the love of God that passes all understanding comes into our life, and we no longer will hate God. But brother, when we're born again, the love of God, Paul said it like this, he said the love of God constraineth us. And brother, I'll tell you tonight, brother, he said herein is love, not that we love God. Brother, we couldn't love God because we didn't have it in us to love God. But brother, I'll say it, when Jesus, he made us capable and made us able to love God. And we can love God with all our hearts, our soul, and our mind today, brother, because of Jesus living in our hearts. Brother, a man didn't love God to begin with, but God loved man. He said we love him because he first loved us. And brother, I want you to know today, if God had not loved us, he would never have sinned that supreme sacrifice, Jesus Christ. He would never have made a way for us to come to him through Jesus Christ. But brother, we would have lived and we would have died and we would have been destroyed for all eternity. But he said, herein is love. Brother, I want you to know, he said in this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. That's verse 9. Brother, it was because of Jesus tonight, brother, that we can love God. Brother, I want you to know that love from the fruit of the Spirit. The Bible said now, by the faith, hope, and charity, and the grace to thee is charity. Brother, hear me tonight. Brother, when you have got Jesus in your heart, you'll begin to love your enemies. If these people that you hate, that hate will be turned to love, because God up tonight, oh, I'm paid. You might have questions. You might say, well, why, if God loves us, why did he do such and such? Brother, I'll tell you, God's got a plan tonight. Brother, and I do know this, and I can tell you this, that God, he first loved us because he sent Jesus to be the propitiation or the supreme sacrifice, brother, for us, that we could be born again, that we could be called a child of God. If God hadn't sent Jesus, I'm just imagine tonight, the whole human race would be lost tonight. But God, he loved this human race, and he wanted as many as would come and call on his name and believe on Jesus Christ, his death, his burial, and his resurrection. Brother, I want you to know all them through the pages of God's word, the people that love God, brother, God has always shown himself strong on their behalf. He's made himself known to them. And brother, I'll tell you today, our Bible today has got 66 books in it. And brother, it talks about there's a thread that runs from Genesis all the way through the 66 books of the Bible and ended in Revelation. Brother, it, the blood of Jesus Christ, brother, it cleanses us from all sin. Brother, I want you to know today, brother, you can reject Christ and you'll never know about this. Wherein is love? You'll never know about the love of God. You'll never know the peace of God that passes all understanding. But brother, I want you to know tonight, when you call on the Lord, when you accept him into your heart, brother, you'll begin to understand. You may not understand it. I started to say, then you'd understand it. But you may not understand it. But you'll know beyond the shadow of a doubt that the peace of God is there, that the love of God is there. You'll be able, like I said a while ago, brother, the person that might be your enemy, brother, you'll be able to walk up and you'll be able to put your arm around the neck and you'll be able to hug them and tell them you love them. And brother, I want you to know, brother, that God, he'll change that hate and will be turned to love. Oh, listen to me. Let me rephrase that a little bit. He won't turn that hate to love. He'll do away with the hate and he'll put love in its place. Brother, I want you to know tonight, brother, when we begin to call out on the name of the Lord, brother, God begins to move. God begins to hear us, and God, brother, hears us, and he begins to move in our behalf. Brother, Hebrews 11:6 says, he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Brother, when we turn to God and we begin to call out on him and call on his name, brother, he will hear us. Brother, and he will give us, brother, the desires of our heart. He said in Psalms 37:4, he said, to delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Brother, I'll tell you tonight, I want to go to heaven when I leave here. Brother, I want to leave here. I want to see the Lord come and get me, brother, and take me into the great city that God has got to prepare for us. Jesus said he's going away to prepare a place for us. And he said, if I go away and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And brother, I want you to know today, brother, he's down there waiting on us. but when it's our time to lead this earthly life, brother, we that are born again, and brother, I want you to know today, brother, that God, he's awaiting tonight for you to call on him. He said in 1 Peter 5:7, he said, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Brother, God wants to take that weight that you're carrying around that feels like a ton of weight on your shoulders. He wants to take that. Your heart, you may be bowed down and burdened so great. Brother, he'll take that. When you begin to call on his name, he'll take that. Brother, he'll change it. He'll make it light. Brother, I want you to know, Jesus said, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, he said, come unto me. He said, I will give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For my yoke is easy and my burden light. Brother, he'll take that heavy burden and he'll change it for a light burden. Brother, because of that Jesus, he wants to live in you. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And he said, if you'll hear my voice and open up, I'll come in and sup with you and you and me. Brother, he's knocking tonight. Will you answer that door, brother, and experience this, what we're preaching about tonight? Herein is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sin. Brother, would you let him come in tonight, brother, and show you the peace that you've never had before? Oh, let me tell you, he'll help you. He'll carry them worries. Brother, when you begin to cast them on the Lord, brother, he'll take them worries. Brother, he'll begin to show you and teach you how to walk and how to live in peace tonight. Oh, listen to me. We love him because he first loved us. Oh, let me back up here a little bit. Verse 17 said, let me go back to verse 16. I know John's already read this, but I feel like going on back here, and this is what the Lord, but I just feel like bringing this out, and we have known and believed that God has the love that God hath to us. I'm not saying that John didn't bring it out, but brother, I'm just saying that this, I need to bring this out again. Brother, God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. I know there's a lot of gods in the world today, but brother, them gods, brother, they're idols today. But brother, I want you to know that they're a dead thing. They've got eyes and they can't see. They've got ears and they can't hear. They've got, they're made out of material that man has made them. But brother, the God that we're preaching about tonight, he's the God that created all things in the beginning. Brother, I want you to know tonight, that's why there's an empty place in man. Brother, and that's why that God, they yearn for something to worship. Brother, I want to tell you tonight, you don't have to go out to a temple somewhere to worship an animal, brother, or some other thing. But I'm here to tell you tonight, you can begin to lift your hands, you can begin to bow your head, and you can begin to ask Jesus to come into your heart. Brother, and when you do, brother, when you mean that from your heart, brother, and ask God to forgive you of all your sins, brother, he'll come in and take up his abode. And that's where it says, and he that dwelleth in love, he dwells in God, and God in him. I said there a minute ago, Jesus said, behold, I stand stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice and open up, he said, will come in and take up our abode. Brother, God wants to move into your heart. Brother, he wants to come alive in your life. And he wants to teach you today. He wants to show you himself. You might say, well, now, brother, how do I know that what you're telling me is the truth? Brother, all you gotta do is begin to bow your head or get on your knees and begin to call out on the Lord. And God, brother, he'll begin to open your eyes and begin to show you. Brother, you may have visions. You may have dreams. Brother, God might open your understanding. Brother, to something that somebody says to you. Or the Bible said that we're saved by grace through faith. And brother, he said, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And brother, I'll tell you tonight, brother, when you hear the gospel being preached, brother, you begin to believe that, brother, faith will be imparted into your spirit, and you can believe the gospel and be born again tonight. Oh, listen to me, brother. Oh, listen to me, sister. Oh, listen to me, lost people tonight. Brother, I want to encourage you to call on the name of the Lord tonight and be saved tonight. The Bible says in Acts, I believe it, 4:12, for there's no other name given among men whereby man must be saved than Jesus Christ. Brother, I want you to know today, brother, you can do, you can offer up bullocks, you can offer up sheep, you can offer up different animals, but brother, you'll never be born again because the living Lamb of God was sacrificed for you. He was offered up for the sins of the world, and that sacrifice was Jesus Christ. And brother, he was offered for you. He was offered up for the sins of the whole world. And whoever would call on his name, the Bible said, would be saved. Oh, listen to me tonight. I just want to encourage you, whatever you might believe, to listen to this preaching tonight. Brother, that is John's preach that I'm preaching, that will be preached on this broadcast tonight. Brother, listen to it and believe it. Brother, you'll see a change will be made in you. He said in 2 Corinthians 5:17, he said, all things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Brother, the fruit of the Spirit will be made known unto you. Not only will it be made known, it will begin to bring forth the fruit of the Spirit, brother, is the things, the love, the joy, the peace, the long-suffering, brother, and other things, the temperance will come forth in your life, and you'll find yourself not getting mad at any little thing, but you'll find yourself, brother, walking in the peace of God, in the fear of God. Oh, listen, he said, brother, he said here, brother, that there's no fear in God, but he that loveth is made perfect in God. And brother, I want you to know tonight that you can walk without fear of what's coming tomorrow, or without fear that's coming next week, next month, or next year. But brother, you can walk in the love of God, brother, and the peace of God, brother, that passeth all understanding. And brother, you might not understand it. There's a lot of things that I don't understand tonight, but I do know live. I do know what I'm preaching you tonight. Brother, what John has preached to you, brother, it's true. And brother, it will live in you, because Jesus is not dead. They crucified him one time. He was dead, and on the third and appointed morning, he come up victorious over death, hell, and the grave. Brother, if you're afraid that you're going to go to hell, all you got to do begin to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and begin to call on his name. And when you get born again into the family of God, that fear will be gone away, because God, he takes the fear out and he replaces it with love and he replaces it with fear. Oh, listen, he said, whoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Oh, listen, there's one Messiah, and brother, that Messiah is Jesus Christ, and he come and died for you. He raised again on the third day for you, and he wants you to call on him. He did that just for you, and he did that for each one that's listening, and you can say, he's my God. And let me tell you today, he is so great that the universe can't hold his presence, yet he's so small that he can live in the hearts of men. Listen to me. Take your burdens and cast them on him. Like I said, 1 Peter 5:7 said to cast your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Listen tonight. Listen to this preaching and believe it tonight. Listen to the word of God. Believe it. And call on the Lord, and he'll save you. God bless you. I pray that everybody that's lost under the sound of our voice tonight, or if they're backslidden, the backslider might come back and repent of his sins and call on the Lord and come back to Jesus. And they lost, that they might believe, call on the Lord, repent and be born again. Brother, if you're a Christian and you're going through persecution, may you be strengthened by this tonight. God bless you. Brother, you would go ahead, brother. Thank you, brother, for allowing us to be on here with you tonight.
Praise the Lord. We sure appreciate you, our brother Eddie. Appreciate the gospel there that you preached. And so we're going to have Tim to come and sing a song there right now. Then maybe that sister from Africa will get back on here. She's been on and off there about 4 or 5 times. So if she comes on, we'll get her on there after Tim sings there. If she don't, well, we'll get 937 in there to obey the Lord.
Garden of Eden, God took a handful of clay. Into his image made Adam, for reason that's still true today. God made me, he made me to love. God made me especially to love, a passionate design of the divine. God made me, he made me to love. I have a new revelation, the greatest purpose and plan. Oh, the highest call of salvation is to love all the world that I can. God made me, he made me to love. God made me especially to love, a passionate design of the divine. God made me, he made me love. The saint and the sinner, the guilty, the prisoner, the fallen, the broken, the widow, the orphan, the homeless, the cold, the children, the old, the sons, the rejected, the poor, disconnected, every nation, every tongue, oh, every color, everyone. God made me love. God made me, he made me love. God made me especially to love, a passionate design of the divine. God made me, he made me to love. Oh, God made me. God made me to laugh. Yes, he made me to laugh. God made me to laugh. He made me to laugh. Yeah, God made me to laugh. God made me to laugh. He made me to laugh.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that song there. So 937, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Yeah, Brother Yearwood, this is Brother Green, Sister Green here in Springboro, Ohio.
Okay, just go ahead and obey the Lord there, brother.
Okay. I'll join you, got anything? Okay, I'll go ahead and start. It's just good to be born again tonight. I always say that, but thank God that Christ died on that cross, that he paid that ultimate price that no man could ever pay, and he bought me with his own blood. And I just thank God tonight that I found the way. You know, they sang that old song, I Have Found the Way. And I tell you what, this way is a way of love. It's a way of grace, and it's a way of mercy, and it's a good way. Praise God. And I tell you, if we're fighting and trying to kill one another, we have not found the way. But if we love one another,
man,
we're in the way. Praise God. If we got Jesus as a personal Savior, it all starts with him. And once we get a hold of that foundation, praise God, called Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and we begin to build upon that foundation, we begin to get the love of God down in our soul. And the more we walk with him, and the more obedient we are to Christ and the Word of God, and the more fruit we're going to bring forth, and somebody is going to see the love of God in us. By this shall all men know that you're my disciples. The Bible said, Jesus said, because of love, because they see the love of God in us, praise God. And the scripture tells us there in the book of Acts that they were first called Christians at Antioch. And, to be a Christian is to be Christ-like. And God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And I know that's been preached. It'll probably be preached again probably tonight before this is over. But over and over and over again, we tell that old story how Jesus died for us, and we take up the cross. Jesus took that cross all the way up Calvary's mountain, and he died on that old rugged cross to pay that price, to pay the penalty for sin that we could never pay. And I'm so thankful tonight that when I begin to think about the great love of God and how he loved us so much that he paid that awesome price. I mean, who would pay a price like that for people that are not worthy to be saved? We were unworthy. Now, I tell you, there's some people in this world that have paid great prices to try to get men and women saved. They've gone into foreign countries. They've gone into places where headhunters were, and where snakes and rattlesnakes and things were, and alligators and wild animals, and they paid a great price, and they did it because of love. I tell you, if we love people, we're going to do something. If we've got the true love of God down in our soul, this world has nothing that can hold us compared to the love of God. And I don't know how many callers you got tonight, Brother Yearwood. I don't want to take up too much time.
Go ahead, Lord, brother.
Here a little bit, and I want you to know I'm saved by grace through faith tonight because of Calvary, because Christ left heaven itself and came down here and put on flesh and dwelt among us and paid that awesome price. He paid that price. They whipped him up the hill when he carried that cross, and they scourged him and mocked him and spit upon him and pulled his beard and laid the stripes upon his back. But he did it because of love. And I'm so glad that I a part of the family of God. And because I'm a part of the family of God, I'm joint heir with Jesus. And I've got that nature that comes with being a Christian. And I believe it was Brother Eddie. I missed part of the program tonight. We was busy and on the road. And we just got in a few minutes ago. But I tell you, it's a wonderful thing to call yourself a Christian and to really mean it and really do what the Lord would have you to do. And I tell you, if we be led by the Spirit, the Bible said we're the sons of God. And what great love God has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. And you know, the Bible tells us the world don't know all the time who we are, but I tell you, we know one another. We know that if a person's got love in their heart and they love one another, then we're going to see it. But if they got hatred and bitterness and envy and strife, well, we're going to see that too. And, you know, the people that's living in that kind of a condition need to get back to the throne of grace. They need to find themselves an altar somewhere. And I don't know if I'm speaking to, I'm sure that I am speaking to somebody that used to be a Christian that's backslid. And I tell you, why don't you just go back, you know, and get back down to the throne of grace. Get back down into that altar and begin to pray. Because if we don't have charity, we don't have anything. We must have that true Spirit of Christ, that Spirit of God. And I believe down in my heart that is charity. That is love. That's the kind of love that'll go the second mile. That's the kind of love that'll stand when the world's on fire. And I'll tell you, I don't believe you can have it without the true Spirit of Christ in your heart. Praise God. But I'll turn it back to you, Brother Yearwood, and if you happen to need us again, we'll give us a holler. But I invite you out there that's listening in, if you're a backslider tonight, please find you a place to pray, and God will answer your prayer, and he'll take you back, and he'll put you back in the fold and the family of God, forgive you of your sins, and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Back to you, Brother Yearwood.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that, Brother Green. I'm going to let Betty read these prayer requests and things off right now. Praise the Lord. We got several of them.
I just want everybody to remember our family tonight. My niece passed away last night, and everyone's got heavy hearts and everything, so just remember all of our family tonight. Remember all of the family that ain't saved that needs to be saved. And I want everyone to remember Brother John's grandsons. One has cancer and the other one has a rare disease. Remember my sister Eloise. She's the grandmother of the one that passed away yesterday, and she's not well. She's 74 years old, and she was in the hospital just the other day with a bunch of stuff wrong with her. So remember her tonight. She traveled to be with her son and everything today. Let's pray for Israel and for the peace of Israel. There's a lot of stuff going on over there, a lot of fighting and stuff. And remember Brother Yearwood's eyes. He's got cataracts and got bleeding behind the eyes, and we know that God can heal it. And remember Gladys and her family and her uncle that needs healing and everything. Remember Jennifer that lost her mother, that God will comfort her. And my niece Brenda is needing a miracle. She's on dialysis, and she's supposed to be getting a kidney transplant. She also has leukemia, so remember her tonight. Stanley Pickle needs a miracle. Sherry Choplin still needs prayer and healing. She was hit by a drunk driver back in February, and she's still recovering from the wreck, so remember her tonight. Pastor Crittenden needs a healing in his body. He had cancer removed from his lungs here a while back, and he's still needing God's touch. And a 12-year-old girl that has stage 3 cancer, let's remember her. Pray for my brother Herb and my 3 nephews, Dale, Jeff and Michael, that lost their jobs. Their lumber mill burnt to the ground, and there's also altogether 750 people that are out of a job. So remember them. Martha Garcia is still in the hospital and needs a miracle, and she's in a lot of pain. Tracy says to pray for her and her husband, Billy. Martha and Roy Sexton need a healing in their body, and pray for the Old Time House of Prayer. They will be in revival from Friday to Sunday. So be in prayer that they'll be soul saved and that people will get their needs met. Crystal Phillips says to pray for her. She has MRSA, and she's had this like six different times, and they're going to go in and remove it, so she really needs prayer. I got a praise report. Miriam and her family are free, and they should be traveling back to the States soon. So I just give God all the praise and glory and thank God for everybody praying for them. And let's just remember Pastor Saeed. He still hasn't been released from the Iranian prison, and I heard that they're having lots of problems over there, and they're driving people out there in Iran, so let's be much in prayer about that. Hunter Watkins is 19 years old. He has cancer, and he needs a miracle. Tasman Davies says, please pray for her unborn baby. She lost her first baby. She had a miscarriage, and she said, pray I give birth to a healthy baby. And pray for the people that lost their homes and their businesses, and some even lost their lives in these tornadoes this week. There was two that I know of that lost their life up in New York, so remember them families. And 5-year-old Reagan is going to have an MRI on Thursday, and the parents and grandparents are believing that all is going to be well with her. She has a problem where she just jerks all the time, and they don't know really what's wrong with her, so remember her. And Pastor Don Wilson says, remember me, I am having medical complications. Haley needs God to move for her in some situations that God knows all about. And pray for Derek now and tomorrow for favor. Remember all of our kids that need to be saved. And Keith Green, he has cancer. He needs a miracle. And pray for us that God will continue to lead God and direct us in what he wants us to do and where he wants us to be at and everything. Miriam and, my nephew Rick needs salvation, needs to be delivered from the alcohol.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. So anybody else got a prayer request they want to make known at this time? Go ahead and make them known. We'll go ahead and pray for them, take them to the Lord in prayer.
Let's remember them Christians over in Iraq and in Syria, and that they threatened to kill if they didn't convert to Islam. And let's remember them tonight.
Man, praise the Lord. Are there another prayer request? Praise the Lord. Okay.
Yeah, I remember the Green family, the Moses family, that's my people, the Napier family, there's a lot of nephews and nieces, and there's more, but God knows who they are. There's a lot of them that's not saved and not even in church. And remember my two brothers, they're not saved, and I got three sisters living in two of them, I think, might be saved. I'm not sure, but I'd like to see them get in all the way and really be sure of their salvation.
Amen.
That's all I have.
Brother Green, how's Jennifer doing?
How's she doing?
She doing any better?
Well, you know, she's doing better. Yeah, she's doing better. The Lord's moved for her.
Thank God.
We haven't seen her in a couple of days, but we're believing, yeah, that she's all right.
Yeah.
But we thank everybody for praying.
Okay. We're praying for her.
Praise the Lord. Are there another prayer request to be made known there? Praise the Lord. Brother John, do you have a prayer request? Praise the Lord. Okay, let's just all go to the Lord and pray pray for these requests. Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come in agreement right now, Father. Lord, we thank you, God, for everything that you've done and everything that you're going to do. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this broadcast. Lord, we just ask you, God, that you will meet every need, God, of everyone that's listening, God. Lord, you see the needs, you see the requests. Father, we just ask you, Lord, that you will deal with them, God, in your own special way. And, Lord, we give you the praise and the glory and the honor, Father, right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Just meet every need, God. Father, we give you the glory and the honor, Father. Lord, we ask, God, that you touch them, Lord, that lost their homes and lost their lives. Father, in them storms, God, just touch them, Lord, their families, God. Help them, Lord. Father, we ask, Lord, that you save that soul, Lord, that is so near to hell, God, without any hope, Lord. We just ask, God, that you will save them, sanctify them, and fill them with the Holy Ghost. And, Lord, we give you the praise and the glory and honor, Father. Lord, just ask you, God, that you will move this church, God, that we're attending, Lord, this revival, God, that's coming up this weekend. Lord, we just pray, Father, that you will stir the heart of people. Save, sanctify, and fill the Holy Ghost.
Father, the backslider,
Lord, give you the praise.
Father, help the Lord repent and call on your name in sincerity and truth, God, and come boldly, Lord, to the throne of grace to find help, Lord, in the time of trouble. Father, we give you praise. We thank you for answering prayer and saving souls, healing sick bodies, and minds, and hearts.
In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sister Joanne, got anything to say there, Brother Green?
Yeah, she got something here. She's drying her hands off. We're into this canon big time, brother.
Okay.
Brother, and here she is.
Okay.
Thank you for the opportunity, Brother Yearwood, and I just appreciate the Lord tonight. I thank God that he saved my soul, and thank God that he gave me a chance. You know, they sing a song, "He Knows My Name." He knew my name before my mother even named me, praise God. And you know, when he died on that cross, he knew, praise God, that it was going to save them that would accept this that he had done, the bloodshed, and rose from the grave, praise the Lord, that he knew that reconciled man back to God. His brother Eddie was preaching about the garden and how they partook of the fruit and how that caused them to have to be put out of the garden. And then man had to work by the sweat of his brow, and woman, when she gave birth to a child, that she would have great pain, you know. And God had reconciled. Jesus Christ brought us back, praise the Lord, that we can talk to God ourselves. And we don't need a high priest as far as a man down here in the flesh to take a blood atonement into the Holy of Holies. We've got Jesus now, and he is the ultimate sacrifice, and he is the high priest, praise God. We don't need no other. Praise the Lord, there is no other. There's no other name in heaven on earth than that name of Jesus, praise God. And that's the way we must come in at the door, as Brother Eddie was preaching, and we didn't hear the others. We got on kind of late, and I was thinking about how in John chapter 3, I believe it is, and Nicodemus came to Jesus by night, and he said, "What?" You know, he was basically asking him, you know, "What is this?" And Jesus said to him, "You must be born again." And you know, he was already a Jew, so you know, just being a Jew didn't get it. He has to accept Jesus Christ is what he was telling. That's why that scripture is in there. We must come through Jesus Christ in order to be saved. Praise the Lord. And I'm so glad that, you know, he called me one day in 1993, June 27th of 1993. He called my name, praise God, and he gave me the revelation. You know, all I knew, Brother Yearwood, is that when I went down to that altar, I was so sick of sin. I was sick of all the sin and all the problems in my life, and I knew that other things just wasn't getting it. I wasn't satisfied. And you know, like Brother Eddie was talking about, he could be so small that he lives in the heart of man, but he's so big that he created the universe. Praise God. He created you and I. Praise the Lord. And, you know, scientists, they think they've got it all figured out and stuff, but, you know, they cannot create, like, give man a soul. Praise the Lord. They might try to do the, I forget now what they call it, where they make two of something clone or whatever. They might try to think that they're going to do something, but, you know, only Jesus, only God can create. Praise the Lord. And I'm so glad one day that he opened up my eyes just like he did to Paul on the road to Damascus. Paul was blinded and he can see. You know, I want to be blinded. I want to decrease so God can increase in me. Praise the Lord. I want to know more about my Jesus. And you know, the only way I'm going to find that is in prayer and mainly in getting into the Word of God and how the words on the pages become life. And it is life. Praise the Lord. He said to choose ye this day whom you'll serve. Praise the Lord. He said to choose life or death. And he said to, for us to choose life. Praise God. And I thank God. That was the best thing I ever did. You know, I wasn't a drunkard, and I've tasted alcohol. And you know, but I tell you, when you get drunk on this new wine that Jesus, that God pours out. He said, I must go away expediently so that I could send that the Father would send another comforter. And praise God that was the new wine that he poured in. And it can't be poured in the old bottles of the new wine. It would burst the bottle. That is a vessel talking about you and I. If we're in sin, Jesus can't, he can't pour in the new wine. We must be clean, praise God. We must become new. Hallelujah. He said, all things, old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. If there's a change that does take place in your life when you get saved, when you get a genuine love for God, there's a change that takes place. And then he can pour in his Spirit into you, and praise God, it will not burst, it won't leak out, it will stay right there. Praise the Lord, and it will end up spewing over. He'll fill your cup till it runneth over, he says. That is your body. That is your vessel. And the only sacrifice, Brother Yearwood, that I read in the Bible and the New Testament after Christ, praise the Lord, had resurrected, is that we were to offer our body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. So there's Amen. No other sacrifice that there is. Jesus said it is finished. To our salvation on the cross, it is finished. Praise God. He had done it all right there. There's nothing else that we can do. We cannot kill a goat. We cannot kill a lamb, a fatted calf, and offer that blood up for our sins, for the remission of our sin. That Jesus already paid that price. Now it's up to you and I to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice to God. We're lively stones in the building tonight, church. And, you know, if you're not part of the church, I bid you to come right now. God is bidding you to come and give your heart to him and be sin sick, just like I was. I was so sick of this world. I was so sick of sin. I was so sick of my ways, of making myself feel good or myself, that what old pleases Joanna. You know, I had to turn my whole life over to God. And now it's whatever pleases God is what I want to do. You know, my will has changed. My will now is his will. And, you know, Jesus prayed just that way in the Garden of Gethsemane. He prayed, let thy will be done, praise the Lord. Not my will, but thine will. And that's exactly what you must do and I had to do, is let your will be God's will. Turn it over to him. Just like Brother Eddie said, for God's yoke is easy, his burdens are light. Praise the Lord. I love the Lord, Brother Yearwood, and I thank God for this opportunity. And if you need us a little later, we'll be listening. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate you there, sister. Praise the Lord. Praise. Well, praise the Lord. We thought we were going to get Sister Dorothy in there, but maybe not right now anyway. I'll speak a little bit here and she comes on while I'll break and give her an opportunity to get in there. She's tried three or four different times there this evening. I'll keep a watch on her here. I want to read here just a little bit in John 3:16. I know this has done been... read, done been preached on, but you know, God's word is a living word, and you know, I'm sure we're not going to speak identical the same words, and so that'll be fine. I mean, you know, God has got a message in this year that he's needing to get out this evening. And so John 3:16 said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life." And, you know, I thank God tonight. If we'll only believe, we've got the eternal life through Jesus Christ. Praise God, he gave his life that we could have life. And let's look into Romans 5 and 8. It says, "But God commandeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." You know, praise God, I'm so thankful tonight to know yet while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. He loved us so much that he was willing, even whenever we were sinners, hallelujah, he was willing to go to the old rugged cross and give his life that you and I could have this life. And, you know, I've said it a lot of times, and I know other people have said it. I believe a lot of times whenever the Lord went to that cross, and when he was hanging on that cross, just before he said, "It is finished," I believe he looked down through the generations, and he seen you and I needing a Savior. And he was there. He knew that we were in sin. But praise God, he reached down, and he gave his life that we could have this life and have it more abundant. Let's look into 1 John 4 and 9 there, starting out there in verse 9. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. You know, praise God, I'm so thankful tonight to know that, praise God, God sent his only Son into the world that we could live through him. And, you know, tonight, my friend, praise God, God still has a desire for us to live through him. And, you know, that's the only way. As somebody said there a while ago in Acts 12th chapter over there, it said that no other name given under heaven that whereby that man might be saved, but only through that name. Praise God, through that name of Jesus is the only way that we're going to have life and have it more abundantly. I'm so thankful tonight, praise God, that God so loved us so much that he sent his only begotten Son to us that we could have life. Let's look into verse 10. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation, I can't even say that word, for our sins. Praise God. You know, he sent his Son there, in other words, to make a part that we could have this life and have it more abundant. I'm so proud tonight to know, praise God, that Jesus loved us enough that he sent his only begotten Son that we might have this life and have it more abundant. I'm so proud of that, praise God. I'm so thankful, hallelujah. Let's look into verse 11. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. You know, praise God, it's time that we love one another. It's time that we think about this and that we look to the author and the finisher of our faith. Praise God, he loved us enough. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful to what they serve. Every verse, I think, is about it right through these scriptures that we've got here tonight. It's got a word of love in it. Praise God, I'm so thankful tonight that we can look to the word of love, and we ought to love one another. Praise God, as he loved us. Let's look into verse 13 and verse 12. no man have seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwell in us, and his love is perfect in us, perfected in us. Praise God. You know, I'm telling you tonight, his love, my friend, tonight is made perfected in us. We've got to love, hallelujah. We got to love everybody. Oh, praise God, I tell you what. We don't have to love a lot of the ways, but we've got to love everybody. We've got to love their souls. We've got to love the ways that God commanded us to love. Oh, praise God, I'm going to get on down through here just a little bit further. Verse 13, hereby now we dwell in him and he in us, because he have give us of his Spirit. Hallelujah. If we've really got the Spirit of God in us, we're going to have love. Hallelujah. Without the love of God, we don't have anything. But praise God, I'm so thankful tonight that we do. A true born-again believer has got the love of God. If they don't have the love of God, then there's something bad wrong. They're lacking something, and they cannot love God. Praise God, if they don't have the love for our fellow man. Let's look into verse 15. Or 14, I'm trying to get ahead of myself. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Hallelujah. We testify these things. Praise God, I'm so thankful tonight that we are testifying that Jesus have come here by the power and by the demonstration of God to come here, that we could be saved. Praise God, and I tell you what, I'm so proud tonight. Praise God that he loved us enough that he sent his only begotten Son. He gave his only begotten Son, my friend, tonight, that we could be saved. Praise God, and let's look into verse 15. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. You know, praise God. I tell you what, tonight, I'm so thankful, praise God, that we know, hallelujah, if we've been born again and washed in the blood of Jesus, we've got to have love. And I tell you what, we got to love, you know, we got to love the enemies. We got to pray for them. We got to show them the love of God. If we want to get to heaven, we can't because they say they've done this unto me and they've done that unto me. I've got to do it unto them before they do it unto me. But I'm going to tell you tonight, my friend, you got to show them the love of God, regardless of what that they've done unto you. You've got to hold up the blood stain, the blood standard of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, he gave his life. Yet while we were still sinners, for you and I, that we could have this life and have it more abundant. Praise God. Let's look into verse 17. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. You know, praise God. Every time I think of that scripture right there that we just read, it shoots my mind all the way back to Matthew 5:48. It says, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven perfect. And he's telling us here, my friend, that we got to be as he is. And I believe that God I was without any sin. I believe that Jesus was without any sin. I believe he was a perfect and a man that come from heaven. Praise God, and I believe tonight that we, if we're washed in the blood of Jesus and holding up the blood stain and the blood standard, I believe that we are supposed to be perfect. I know people says that there ain't no way that we can be perfect, but if we've got the perfect Spirit of God living in us, we are perfect. Our flesh may never be perfect in the eyes of man. I don't attend to, but I attend, praise God, to confess that I've got that perfect Spirit living within, and that perfect Spirit will lead us and guide us into all the truth, in all the way. Praise God, all we've got to do is be obedient to it, and to follow his Spirit, and he will lead us, and he will guide us, he will teach us in all the ways. Hallelujah. Praise God. I thank God tonight for that. Hallelujah. And verse 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect fear casteth out fear, because fear has torments. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Hallelujah. You know, my friend, tonight, you may be out there listening to me, and I'm sure that there's somebody's listening. They got a fear upon their life, but I'm telling you tonight, praise God, if you've got that perfect love in you, it'll cast out that fear. You don't have no rights to have fear, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. All you got to do is look to the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. We look to the author and the finisher of our faith. How we'll go somewhere with the Lord. I'm so thankful tonight. Praise God. That God is so good to us. That he's still calling us out into his way. Praise God. I'm so thankful tonight. Hallelujah. That God so loved the world. That he gave his only begotten Son. That whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Praise God. I think now I'm going into verse 20 or 21. Okay, maybe 19. We love him because he first loved us. Hallelujah. You know, praise God. We love him because he first loved us. I'm so proud tonight to know that Jesus loved me yet. When I was still a sinner, when I was still out there on the paint thinner and all the drugs and everything else, I had a Savior that still loved me. He was still willing to go to the old rugged cross for me and forgive me my sins and set my name in the Lamb's Book of Life and told me, hallelujah, if I follow him and if I endure to the end, the same shall be saved. One day after a while, I'm going to hear him say, you've been faithful over a few things, and now I'm going to make you rulers over many things. I'm so proud tonight, hallelujah, that I know that I know that I've got the love of God dwelling down in my spirit and down in my soul and down in my heart. Hallelujah, I'm proud tonight, praise God, to be able to confess Jesus Christ as my Savior. Hallelujah. Praise God. Verse 20. If a man say, I love God and hate his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? Praise God. Brother John brought that out pretty good there a while ago. You know, I tell you what, there's no way, my friend, that we can say that we love God and we hate somebody because God is love, and them that love him must love everybody else, hallelujah, because of that perfect love down in there, hallelujah. In verse 21, and this commandment have we from him, that he who loved God love his brethren also. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, if we really and truly love God, we're going to love our brethren also. I've got about another five more verses here I'm going to read. And I see we got a call in here, 435. We'll be calling on him here in a minute. Praise God. In 1 John, the 5th chapter, in verse 1 through 5, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begot loveth him also that is begotten of him. Hear this, let's see, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his and are not grievous. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? You know, praise God. That's the way that we'll know that we're overcomers, just to believe the word of God and take the word for what he says there. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. I'm going to ask, you got a song ready, Tim?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask Tim to sing a song here, and 435, we'll be calling on you after Tim gets done here. Praise the
Lord. Okay, I'm here. God bless y'all.
Okay. Just a minute, as soon as they get done there, we'll ask you who you are and where you're at there. Praise the Lord.
I'm so happy, for I know the Lord. I'm so happy, he's what my heart has longed for. Even in the valley, my soul will rejoice. I'm so happy, for I know the Lord. I'm so happy, for I know the Lord. I'm so happy, he's what my heart has longed for. Even in the valley, my soul will rejoice. I'm so happy, for I know the Lord. Smiling in conflict, laughing in defeat, worried maybe, but I found peace on my knees. A raging difficulty becomes nothing to me. Jesus is on the scene, I have victory. I'm so happy, for I know the Lord. I'm so happy, he's what my heart has longed for. Even in the valley, my soul will rejoice. I'm so happy, for I know the Lord. David danced, he praised, he sang. Paul and Silas jailed, and they did the same.
'cause nothing can conquer the child of the King. When the going gets tough, we lift him up and sing. I'm so happy, for I know the Lord. I'm so happy, he's what my heart has longed for. Even in the valley, my soul will rejoice. I'm so happy, for I know the Lord. I'm so happy, for I know the Lord. I'm so happy, he's what my heart has longed for. Even in the valley, even in the valley, my soul will rejoice. I'm so happy, for I know the Lord. Even in the valley, even in the valley, my soul will rejoice. I'm so happy, don't you know I'm so happy? I'm so happy, for I know the Lord.
Appreciate that wonderful song there. So 435, come here and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Hello, this is Brother Charles from Utah.
Okay, Brother Charles. Go ahead and obey the Lord there.
Well, first let me express my, what a wonderful song Sister sang. I love that song, but I'm so happy. And reading from 1 John 4:10, which states, "Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be," I'm like that other brother, I'm not sure I'm saying that right, "propitiation for our sins."
Amen.
1 John 4:10. Love is that quality in God which causes him to, surround us and lavish us with unbound affection on others. His love is manifest in giving good and perfect gifts to the beloved. We can give only a few of the many, many verses that speak of that love. I have loved thee with an everlasting love, therefore with loving kindness I have drawn thee. This is Jeremiah 31:3. In Jeremiah 31:3, God commendeth his love toward us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I'm sorry, that's Romans 5:8. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, wherein he loved us, Ephesians 2:4. And, of course, the best known of all, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16, of course. When John says God is love, 1 John 4:6, he's not defining God, but insisting that love is a key element in the divine nature. We don't worship love, but the God of love. His love had no beginning and can have no end. It is limitless. It is limitless in its dimensions. It is absolutely pure, without taint of selfishness or any other sin. It is sacrificial, never minding the cost. It seeks only the welfare of others and nothing in return. It goes out to the unlovely as well as to the lovely, to enemies as well as to friends. It is not drawn out by any virtues in its objects, but only by the goodness of the giver. The practical implications of this sublime truth are obvious. Paul said, "Therefore be imitators of God. As beloved children, walk in love, as Christ loved us and gave himself for us." Our love should ascend to the Lord, should flow out to our brethren, and should extend to the unsaved world.
Amen.
Contemplation of his love should also inspire deepest worship. As we fall at his feet, we must say repeatedly, and I'm quoting, I don't know who wrote this, but I like it, "How thou canst love me as thou dost, and be the God thou art, is darkness to my intellect, but sunshine to my heart. And I'll turn that back over to Brother Yearwood.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that, Brother. Appreciate the word there. Brother John? Praise the Lord. Brother John? Brother
yeah,
Green?
Brother.
Okay. You got anything else you'd like to say there? We got about 20 minutes left.
Are you talking to me or Brother Green?
I'm talking to you.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I can. Here in John chapter 8, when the Lord Jesus Christ and speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, he was talking about the Lord Jesus Christ was declaring his origin in John 6, and he told them, he said, he was talking to the Jews there. He was talking about his departure. Amen. And he said in verse 23, he said, and ye are from beneath, and I am from above. Ye are of this world. I am not of this world. I said, therefore, unto you that ye shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. Then said they unto him, who art thou? Jesus saith unto them, even the same that I said to you from the beginning. I have some things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true. And I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. Christ said what he had said of the Father. He done that which with our Father had declared to him. Then said Jesus unto them, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am he. But I do nothing of myself. As my Father had taught me, I speak those things. And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. As he spoke these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciple indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and we're never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say to you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. The Son will live in the Father's house forever. Amen. As we come and the time of returning, talked about in John chapter 14, that he goes to prepare a place for us, that where he is, we may be also. He says, the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me because my word hath no place in you. And even though in the natural realm they were the seed of Abraham, but they had no place because his word, the word of God that was with him from the beginning, the word of God that went forth from the very beginning. The Bible says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. You know, as Brother Charles brought out, that love is an attribute characteristic of the Lord Jesus Christ, as his word was that characteristic. He said, I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and ye do that which ye have seen with your Father. So what have we seen in the Father? You know, we learned earlier that God is love. So what have we seen? What have been made manifest? They answered and said to him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said unto them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. You do the deeds of your father. Then said they unto him, we be not born of fornication. We have one Father, even God. Jesus said unto them, if God were your Father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God, came I of myself, but he sent me. The Son was sent forth from the Father. He came forth in love.
He was sent forth by love, and as many of you have brought out tonight, John 3:16, 1 John 4, that it all comes from the love. He said, why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. We can't understand what he's saying because we can't hear the word of love. He said, you have your father, the devil, the lust of your father, you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Which of you convinces me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. They were not of Abraham. They were not of God, for they were of the enemy. Then answered Jesus and said unto him, say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil? Jesus answered, he said, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and ye do dishonor me. And I seek not my own glory. There is one that seeketh and judgeth. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my sayings, he shall never see death. If a man holds on to the word of God, he shall never see death. Then said the Jews unto him, now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets. And they sayest, if a man keep my sayings, he shall never taste of death. That's not what he said. He said that he shall never see death. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead, and the prophets are dead? Who makest thou thyself? Jesus answered, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom ye say that he is your God. Ye have not known him, but I know him. And I should say, I know him not. I shall be a liar like unto you. But I know him and keep his saying. Tonight we have the word of God. Tonight we can keep the word of God. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Christ was the I am. Christ was that love. Christ was that love that herein, that had come. Tonight, amen, Christ was that perfect love, that perfect gift. Christ was that which, amen, and Abraham saw his day and rejoiced. Then took their stones to cast at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. Tonight, church, there's a realm, amen, that we must come to. A realm of love, a realm of perfect love, a realm of complete love. From God's way from the beginning in Genesis to the end of Revelation, there's a book of love. This is a book of love letters that's sent to us. Talks about it through the Songs of Solomon. Talks about it being beloved. It talks about all these things and all this realm. From, like I said, from Genesis to Revelation, there's the love of God. Herein is the love. That love is in Christ. And tonight, the opportunity is to be in you. These men were of the natural lineage of Abraham. They declared that God was their father, but the love of God was not in them. Tonight, church, we can declare a lot of things. And as Brother Eddie brought out, there's a lot of gods and a lot of lords, but it has no life. These gods are dead. They have eyes and they see not. They have ears and they hear not. There's idolatry going rampant, amen, in the realm. These are gods that are set up in the hearts of men tonight. But amen, but I'm talking about a God tonight that has set up in your heart, a heart of love, amen. He'll rope, amen. He'll take our heart of stone, put in a fleshly heart. He's written on the tables of our heart tonight, church. He's writing with a pen of love tonight. There are love letters that are coming. Will you let him write on the table of your heart tonight? Herein is love, God's word. Herein is Jesus Christ. There again, those of you that have been running, as I said earlier when I preached earlier about the fear and love, you don't have to take flight. You don't have to run away. Jonah ran away from love. Jonah ran away from the presence of God. And tonight, amen, it talks about at the end of the book of Jonah, how that when he spoke to them there in Nineveh, amen, and he already told God how that they would repent. And here it was, over 600-some thousand, didn't know the difference between the right and left hand in the gourd. And there he was in the desert. And, amen, there was the gourd that came. And as that gourd came, amen, and give him comfort from the heat, comfort from the storm, comfort from these things, and how the gourd had given him shade, amen. Tonight you serve a God who neither sleeps nor slumber, who is the shade upon thy right hand. But what happened there at the end of the book of Jonah, amen, as the gourd came up, that the worm, amen, come up and devoured that gourd. He pitied it. The Bible says, amen, that he was even sorrowful unto death. In other words, he just wanted to die because this had given him comfort. There are those of you tonight, there are things that rose up in your life that have given you comfort, things that rose up in your life that have given you ease. You've fallen in love with it. And then it withered and died one day, withered and died and went away. And you just wanted to die. But church, tonight, you don't want to die, you want to live. He said, I said before thee life and death, therefore choose life that thou and thy seed may live. Christ is life. He's come that you might have life and that more abundantly. He's come that you might have eternal love and everlasting life and everlasting love tonight. Church, tonight, you have a choice. You have a choice tonight. You have a choice to choose that perfect love. He completely loves you. Fully loves you. Will not turn you away. Will not cast you out. He said, whosoever cometh to me, I will no wise cast out. There's a perfect love tonight that we can come to or we can flee from. First tonight, don't go to that place of torment. Go to his complete love, his perfect love, to go to hell. Tonight, church, there he's waiting with outstretched arms. He hung on the cross for you. He laid down his life. He had the power. Amen. But he allowed them, just like Isaac did, allowed Abraham to bind him up on that altar of sacrifice. When he hung on the cross, he had the empowerment. He could have called a legion of angels, but he didn't. But he laid his hand, and as they nailed those nails in his hands and in his feet, he was subjected, amen, to the love of God, amen. He was subject to the love of God. And while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Church tonight, when we were unlovable, he loved us all the more. Do you love him tonight? He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, keep my word. Church tonight, if you love him, you got to go through all those things. If you love him, hold on to him. Keep him. Retain him. Make him your Lord and Savior. He's your healer tonight. Oh, he's your everything. Will you make him your everything tonight? Here in his love. It's in the word of God. It's in the spirit of God. So all of that. Church, there's one thing. There's a heaven today and a hell to come tonight. His love, the places of torment tonight. Which one will you choose? Will you run away or will you run to tonight? It's up to you. Run to that love. Run to that love. He's waiting for you. He's looking for you. Oh, are all my children home yet? Are all my children home yet? He's waiting for you to come home like the prodigal son. Church, tonight we need to make our way home. It's supper time. It's supper time. It's homecoming time, and we all need to come home for that last second, for that last minute. God has made a supper. God the Father made a supper for his son. It's the marriage supper of the Lamb. Will you come today? Come to that love feast. Come to Agape. He's waiting for you right now if you'll receive him as Lord and Savior. Go ahead, Brother Yearwood.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful word there, Brother John. We got another call in here. 423-337. Come in here and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Four two three.
337. Come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at. Brother Bobby? Is that Brother Bobby Petty? Well, praise the Lord. Okay, I don't know who it is there. Anyway, we appreciate all of our call-ins there, so we've got about 5 minutes left there. Brother Green, you want to come in there and say a few words there?
Yeah, Brother Yearwood.
Hello.
Yeah. You hear me?
Yeah, yes, I hear you. Sir.
You hear me?
Yeah, okay. Let me see. Yeah. I got Brother Bobby in there.
Yeah. Yeah, bring Brother Bobby on.
Go ahead there, Brother Bobby.
Well,
obey the Lord there.
Well, I just wanted to tell you that I was listening and enjoy your program. Appreciate you doing what you're doing, and hopefully there'll be a lot of people saved and touched and blessed by this, Brother Yearwood, because I believe everything we do for the Lord, well, it will not go void. I believe he sees it, and I believe he'll bless us for it, and I believe you'll be blessed for it.
Amen.
And we'll get a reward one day. I don't believe it's going to be long. I believe we're Saturday evening of time.
Amen.
And, you know, we got to, I guess you done announced that revival we're going to have.
Yeah, I done announced it there, but we didn't tell the preacher's names. You know what the preacher's names is?
Eddie King, Reba. I wonder if I'm looking at that, if you don't mind. I got the brochure here. I'll tell you this in a minute.
Okay.
But I appreciate all these people backing you and helping you, supporting you, Brother Yearwood. And I appreciate you, buddy. And I really enjoyed that Sunday night.
Yeah, I did, too. We've got that on the worldwide internet, that Sunday night service. So we've got the church on the move there.
Yeah, well, these guys are from Crossville. Darrell Monroe is a singer. And Eddie King's going to be the evangelist.
Oh, okay.
So.
All right.
Yeah, I've got a picture of him. Looks like a young man. I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, I appreciate you. Appreciate all you've done. And appreciate you people that's calling in. And God bless every one of them and that fellow in Ohio. Appreciate him and that in Georgia. And we'll just pray one for another, and we need to get all we can. Hope we can win a lot of souls in this revival, and I hope you win a lot of souls on that. So I'll get all this done fast time about it. So I didn't mean to take up no time, but so let's all catch you later, buddy. Appreciate you.
Okay, we appreciate you, too. Well, John, come in there and tell us where your church is at there, brother.
We're at
150 Main Street. Praise the Lord. I didn't understand that there, Brother John.
Okay.
Okay.
We got a bunch of backgrounds, brother.
Yeah, I hear that background. Brother Green, come in there and tell us about your church there.
Yeah, Brother Yearwood, we go over here north of Middletown on Route 4. It's a corner of Route 4 and Thomas Road, and full gospel outreach. And Brother James Maggard is a pastor. We have a Wednesday night service. We have Sunday morning and Sunday night. And we just invite anybody that's in the area to come out and be with us. And we're enjoying it. Their souls being saved. People are coming in. And I'll tell you, the Lord is moving. And it's just a good thing to be a part of a church like that. And we thank the Lord for it. Back to you.
Amen. Appreciate it. Brother Eddie?
Yeah.
Tell us about the church, brother.
We go to a little Pentecostal church up on Iron Street in La Follette, Tennessee, and everybody's invited to come. We have good services, got good preaching, good singing. Everybody's invited that one wants to come.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. So, okay, we got about 45 seconds. So I'll just say it's been good to have all the call-ins there. And good, Brother Charles, you called in there from Utah. So we'll be talking to you next Tuesday night, Lord, so none don't happen. So God bless all of you, and good night.
God bless you, and good night.
Good night.
God bless you. Brother Green, Brother Ample.
Yes. Bless you.